都提到今日我们教会一个很重要的日子，这个圣神降临，这个五旬节就是我们教会的诞辰，所以我们今日庆祝我们教会的生日。都正话都提到了，是这个利撒中心50年在这里，我们都求天主继续祝福这个中心。而今天也是很特别的日子，5月24日，为我们本堂进教之后，本堂今天是我们的堂庆，所以今天下午我们4点有这个堂庆的弥撒。我们都为这些准备初领圣体领见证的我们这些小朋友祈祷。 Today is the birthday of our church, the Pentecost. 一周的第一天晚上，门徒所在的地方，因为怕犹太人门户都关着，耶稣来了，站在中间对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，便把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒见了主，便喜欢起来。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，就如父派遣了我，我也同样派遣你们。说了这话，就向他们去了一口气，说，你们领受圣神吧，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免，你们保留谁的罪，谁的罪就被保留。基督的福音。今天我们庆祝五旬节，我们的福音呢，因为其实在中途大事录有记载这个五旬节，在福音呢是没有提到这样，不过在约望的记载呢，很清晰地耶稣话给他们的圣神的时候，是虚了一口气。在这个应该是希伯来文，大家记得在创世纪的时候，天主用泥做了人，是吹一口气，而这口气的气字的字根和圣神那个字根，什么叫字根呢？犹太人一个字有三个我们叫那些 B 啊 P 啊 D 啊，类似的叫什么 consonant 然后呢就有这些 vowel 的，所以他们犹太人看这些字一望过去，咦，那三个这些字音是一样的，表示有些意思，他跟我们中国人语带相关，是有少少不同，他用这些字根来去表出有些相同的东西。所以圣神原来跟那口气是同一根的，所以这里是些犹太人的背景。而我们今天讲到福音，耶稣很清晰说，我给圣神你们为什么？为了赦罪，他做了这个动作，吹口气。所以呢，我们想想门徒其实跟耶稣一起，耶稣在世上所做的一切这些神迹的事是靠什么？圣神。不过呢，那时候耶稣没有用这个名称这样话给他们听，他们只是见到哇，耶稣做这些事，没有想过这是神能的事。他们看了这个神迹，究竟他们明不明白是圣神呢？当然耶稣死的时候他们都不明白，这个复活了的主第一次见他们做什么？祝你们平安。为什么要祝他们平安？本来这个字为这些犹太人见亲面他们是这样称呼，祝你平安但是复活的主跟他们说这个说话有不同，因为这班人除了仰望 佢哋離棄過耶穌噶噃。耶穌被釘死嘅時候，佢哋唔喺度噶嘛，所以佢哋等咗一日。喂，有人見到復活嘅主，點解唔輪到我哋咧？但係佢哋都有少少驚。我哋呢班人嚇、啊，雖然耶穌揀咗我哋，但係我哋離棄過佢噶嘛。當耶穌一見佢，祝佢哋平安，即係意思我唔同你計數嚇，仲俾佢哋睇佢嘅肋旁同手呢一份。好似以前咁兄弟間呢份親情，所以佢哋好開心。原來主咧嚇，仲當我哋兄弟，雖然我哋離棄咗佢，咁仲唔夠啊？耶穌再講多次，俾你平安，就係話我而家繼續派遣你哋。所以耶穌唔單止寬恕佢哋，仲繼續俾佢哋呢份嘅使命。唔單止係咁，仲做咗一樣嘢。而家我寬恕你哋，你哋要將呢個寬恕帶俾人。所以喺呢度，我哋話好清晰，耶穌建立咗呢個修和聖事。好，我唔知道大家咧唱咗咁多年復求聖神，係咪真係好信聖神咯？啊！當你做一樣嘢嘅時候，當你睇聖經嘅時候，你會唔會祈求聖神幫你聽得明天主講咩？大家記住，我哋都係呢個世上嘅人，我哋用我呢個世上學到嘅呢啲邏輯，啊，大家有唔同嘅邏輯，啊，你係文科人嘅邏輯，你係英文人同中文人嘅邏輯，你係物理同化學嘅邏輯，生物嘅邏輯。都不同的，所以我們人說話很多誤會，其實我們用我的邏輯去解人家的東西，可能人家不是在說這件事。那我們今天如果是一個教友，我們知道我們在這個世上，我們用這些世人的邏輯去解天主的邏輯，麻煩了，天主的邏輯大過我們，我們稱天主的邏輯叫做奧秘，因為我哋冇呢個能力去了解呢啲上天嘅智慧，所以如果我哋真係要上去靈性嘅層次，我哋唔開放自己求聖神，我哋去唔到嘅境界。啊！而今日我第一篇讀經好清楚話，五旬節發生咗啲咩啊？哇！有震有聲，然後佢哋門徒咧，其實仲喺最後晚餐廳裏頭，佢哋仲係驚嘅，仲係閂埋門嘅。突然間啲火舌落嚟，佢哋充滿咗聖神，佢哋走出街啊！啊，嗰三千人唔喺嗰個晚餐廳，我哋喺出邊啊！點解啲人走出嚟啊？因為行雷震盪，好驚，大家走出街。咁啲門徒竟然唔驚啊，走出去同佢哋講嘢。講啲乜嘢咧？邊個讀第一篇讀經啊？係咪讀中文噶？佢哋走出去講乜嘢啊？死啦！你讀完經都唔知係乜？最後邊嗰句説話，講論天主的奇事，佢咪走出去講自己啊？聖神開咗啲名，佢走出去講天主嘅奇事喎。咩叫奇事？啊，即係講耶穌死而復活啊！佢做呢啲嘢，呢啲唔係常人能夠明白嘅嘢。所以人能夠講上天嘅嘢，冇聖神行開啦。你講你自己嘅嘢啫。好啦，然後最後都話俾我哋聽。今日的世代是聖神的世代，聖神的恩寵在我們不同的人身上發揮不同的東西，有人彈琴，有人唱歌，有人讀經，啊，有人可能擔擔抬抬，有人可能做這些設計的東西。大家你坐在這裡，為什麼你來呢？啊，你來到這裡有沒有聖神打開你的心？剛才讀的讀經，你聽到天主跟你說什麼？如果有，差不多；如果沒有， 即係難聽啲，你戇居居坐喺度啊！我哋人就係咁啦，天主愛我哋，天主喺我哋心中陪伴我哋，我哋周圍揾，我哋唔想佢，我哋想其他嘅嘢。最出名嘅聖奧斯定嗰個懺悔錄度，佢咁講：好叻嘅人，佢以為自己幾偉大，識呢啲語文，做律師，代表皇后去講嘢。但係收尾佢終於發覺，原來呢啲嘢係假嘢嚟嘅啫。你口才好，你將嗰個事實扭曲，因為佢睇到個皇后點迫害教會，佢知道原來為錢、為名、為利，人可以，天主都唔怕。所以最後尾佢改過，改過之後佢自己講：我幾廿年周圍去揾天主，其實天主喺我心中，使乜騰來騰去，靜落嚟進入心，我哋就有天主。講咗咁耐，我想問下，有幾多個人真係信聖神嘅？請舉手。啊，都有啲有信德。有幾多人真係經驗過聖神改變你？你睇到唔同嘅嘢嘅，請舉手。哇！你真係咁勁，你係咪 RIS 噶？參加啲聖神同土換得啊？啊！好幾年之前，唔係好幾年啊，2000年嘅時候，啊唔係2000啊，聖 Franc 呢個教宗 Francis 嘅時候咧有個慈悲禧年噶嘛，記唔記得？咁啊，佢請我哋啲神父咧去到羅馬，咁啊唔係，梗係唔係個個去啦嚇。咁啊，去到羅馬聽佢講三日道理，教識我哋咩叫做慈悲啊！喺嗰度我能夠遇到幾個神父，大家傾偈。咁啊，問下大家，喂，你有冇遇過聖神啊？經係咁念啫，我念咗幾廿年嗰啲經。是不是念那些經的時候真的信有聖神的呢？原來我們的神父大部分在聽告解的時候都經驗過聖神，因為那些人走進來辦告解，罪就差不多都是那些罪而已。不過呢，坐在那裡辦告解的人，他真的想懺悔啊，訂粒餐懵的呢，如果他真的很痛苦，他想懺悔，你說些什麼給他聽？有時候真的很難說，但是我們都發覺突然間我們會說話給他們聽，不是我自己的腦出來，不知道口說出來的，說完之後自己想想，原來那些說話都是天主說給我自己聽。所以呢，教宗方濟各曾經叫那些教友們請你去辦告解、啊、你去辦告解，你救贖些神父、啊、因為你告緊他的罪，天主教訓透過神父在教訓他們的時候，都教訓著個神父。大家信不信啊？真的嘛，我們的神父覺得最見到聖神就是聽告解的時候。所以請大家記得去問告解，讓我們的神父多點遇到聖神。但是其實等一陣我祝聖那些餅酒的時候呼求聖神，大家擘開隻眼留心看一下，看你見不見到聖神將那些餅和酒變成耶穌基督的體血。如果你看到，表示聖神在你那裡，你看不到，表示你信得不夠。每一次當我們領聖體的時候，耶穌進入我們那裡赦免我們的小罪，大罪麻煩你辦告解才好來。你的小罪領聖體赦免你的小罪，有多少人知道的？請舉手。死了，大家重學道理啊！當你沒有大罪，你出來領聖體，天主赦免你所有的小罪，你想想幾著數？你還問為什麼你？你一個禮拜錯那麼多次，天主為你做補贖，你來領聖體就赦了你的罪、啊、你應該反應日日都來啦，還問為什麼禮拜日要來、啊、信得不夠，是天主的恩寵給我們。等一陣大家記住，當你領完聖體坐埋位，想下耶穌跟你結合一起，耶穌會跟你說些什麼，讓我們不要次次離園離散，戇居居走都走不遲。 天主的说话，天主的爱在我们心中，我们都没有经验过，几悲剧、希望今天悲剧完结，喜剧开始。 OK, now today we celebrate this Pentecost、in the gospel, it's only from the gospel according to John. He reflect and he talk about this. The first time the resurrected Christ appeared to them, Jesus greeted them, Shalom, peace be with you. That's what the Israelite people always greet each other. But that night is so different. These apostles have been thinking the whole day why Jesus appeared to other people, not us. But these apostles also, in their mind, they feel sorry. Because when Jesus was crucified, where are they? They were not there. So in a sense, they give up Jesus. They ran for their life. They were not there. So when this resurrected Christ greet them, peace be with you. It's a different peace. It's a forgiving. It's acceptance of them. Even they are not worthy. So the apostle was so happy. But again, Jesus greet them again, telling them that he gives them the authority to forgive sins. And also remind them that he still ordained them and sent them to proclaim the gospel. So the first fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace in our heart. Through the forgiving of sins, we have this peace. So go to confession and always be in peace with God. And then in the first reading, according to Acts of the Apostles, it really described what happened during Pentecost. 啲小朋友唔識聽英文㗎，我唔鬼嘈嘅，叫學下聽英文啦。雖然我講得唔係好正啊，唔夠啲 AI 正啊。The Holy Spirit descend on them in the shape of the fire of tongues, and the apostles actually they were locked up in the hall. They have the Last Supper. They were still afraid. But upon all this wind and this earthquake, people came out. And these apostles went out and proclaimed not only the good news, but what really happened that is beyond human reasoning. They all heard the apostles speaking their language. They are from different places. So the Holy Spirit opened up the mind of these apostles, give them the strength to go out and not afraid anymore to proclaim what this miracle work of Jesus. So at that day, 3,000 people convert and get baptized. So on the birthday of the church, the Pentecost, there's 3,000 people baptized. You know, this year, Hong Kong has only 2,500. So the whole Hong Kong is already a big number. But at the Pentecost day, Holy Spirit made 3,000 people baptized. So we are all Catholics. We're baptized. We have been baptized. But are we following the Holy Spirit? Are we spreading this love of God to other people. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we should be lighted up by this love of God, and we should, in our life, pass on this love to other people, so that you are careful. Don't hide the love of God. If you don't have this love of God, go forget the human class again. Make sure you have the Spirit in your heart, have this fire of love, then your life will be always lively. Not dead, not silent, but expression of God's love.